I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's recommended that children get no more than 25 grams of added sugar per day in their diet. To talk about coming up with a plan to reduce added sugar in your child's diet is Dr. Rachel Zweigorn. She's an assistant professor of pediatrics and a pediatrician at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Zweigorn, what's the difference between natural sugar and processed or added sugar in your child's diet?
Natural sugars are found in milk and in fruits, and those sugars, when they're consumed, the way that they're digested and metabolized, they don't contribute nearly as much to the problems we see with kids being overweight and obese. Whereas added sugars, which is any sugar that's added to a food to enhance its flavor or used as a preservative, the way they're metabolized really is not good for kids.
And what are some of the health implications if there's too much added sugar in the diet?
Too much sugar leads to too much weight, and when a child weighs more than is healthy for their height, we know that that starts contributing to cardiovascular disease even as early as childhood.
Dr. Zweigorn, what can parents do then to really avoid added sugar in their child's diet?
The single most important and easiest thing to do is just get rid of all sugar-sweetened beverages. No sodas, no juices, no sports drinks. 25 grams of sugar is the most you want your child to have in a day. When you look online at nutrition information, for example, one of the most popular sports drinks out there has 34 grams of sugar in a single serving.
And what else can we do besides all of the sugary drinks?
The other really important thing is to look carefully at labels. Some of the most common culprits are yogurts, granola bars, cereal bars. These are common foods that parent could genuinely choose to be what they think is a healthy part of a child's lunch or snack. But in fact, there's a tremendous amount of added sugar.
And we need to read the label.
You've got to look at the label. Absolutely.
Can you give us a brief overview of what a healthy weekly diet might look like for children?
Lots of fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, whole grains, and if your child doesn't have an allergy, nuts and seeds are great. Of course, there's a time and a place to celebrate. When it's a child's birthday, when it's a holiday or a family gathering, that's a time to enjoy special sweet foods together.
And in that weekly diet you mentioned fruit. Now, what's the difference for a child between having a glass of apple juice, just for example, or eating the whole apple?
That is such a good question, because apple juice does not have added sugar, but it's a high sugar food. When you drink a glass of apple juice, it goes straight to your stomach and straight to your small intestine very quickly. And then you absorb all that sugar very fast. So you get basically a sugar rush and then a crash, just like if you ate a piece of candy. When you eat an apple, it takes longer to bite and chew. It has to sit in your stomach longer to get digested. And so that sugar is slowly delivered to the intestine so that you get a slower, more regular uptake of sugar into your child's body. So there really is a difference between a fresh piece of fruit and a glass of juice.
Dr. Zweigorn, thanks for providing information about reducing added sugar in our child's diet.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.